Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 320. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And I love chatting with you all, being inspired by you all. Seriously, like, you make my job, my calling, my creativity so much easier and better because I can literally just turn to you, usually on Instagram, and I can say, hey, what's up? What's going on in your life? How can I help? And, you know, I kid you not, every time I do that, I'll get 1,000 responses. And that's so great to me that one, you trust me, but two, also because it means that I get the honor and privilege of talking about topics that, you know, actually mean something to you, that might be helpful for you. I'm not just talking to talk. And today, one of the episodes that seems to be close to a lot of my listeners and to you is this idea of being frustrated in life because you're single. And I know at a glance that that's a very simple topic. It's a very basic topic. It's one that I've certainly talked about at length before. That's the topic, of course, that was the basis for Single is Your Superpower. But recently, you all have given me some additional things to think about, namely why it's so easy to say things like embrace your single years, single is your superpower, but that in reality, it's not nearly that easy. It's not easy to say something like that and just entirely block out all of the pressure. It's not easy to say that and to not feel less, to not feel like you're falling behind. And so I wanted to do an episode not only for you, if you've found yourself single again, or maybe you've always been single, or maybe you're recently single, whatever. Not only for you, if that's you, but also for anyone who simply feels that they're missing out because they haven't yet found their, you know, forever person, their soulmate yet. Either way, I've got you. If you just give me like 20 minutes here, and I think I could give you something to think about that if you end up vibing with it, it can give you a lot of peace in your life. And as I always say, you deserve to be at peace. You know, at peace, no pressure, no overthinking, no desperation, just you embracing wherever you are in your life, whether that's single, in a relationship, or somewhere in between. So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, quick thank you, just a genuine thank you. The other day I asked you that if you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, that you leave a 5-star rating and review. And so many of you did. And I'm just so privileged to have you in my life. So thank you for that. It means a lot. It helps the show grow. And if you're listening right now and you're listening on Apple Podcasts and you want to do the same, you want to spare 1 minute to leave a 5-star rating and review, it would mean a lot. But that's it. Just wanted to say thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. You literally do, whether you're writing a rating and review, or you're picking up a journal at newmindsethoodist.com, or you're just throwing some emojis on one of my Instagram posts. You really are helping me. You really are supporting me, and it means so much. So thank you. Thank you for everything you do. But let's get moving here. Today's episode, today's topic. And again, this is for you if you haven't yet found your forever person, your soulmate, the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with and they want to spend it with you. So I'd imagine that's quite a few of you. And here's the headline for the episode, and then I'll support it with some details. The headline is, we all have a choice. We can choose to believe that the lack of something in our lives means we're falling behind. We can choose to believe that the lack of something means we're unlovable, we're missing out, everyone is judging us for it, we're lonely without that thing, that we'd be better off with that thing, right? We can choose to believe that, or we can choose to believe that all of our exes, all of our almost relationships, all of the frustrating dates, the times spent alone, we can choose to believe that those experiences and those people serve a purpose, that they're not a representation of failure, but rather redirection to what we deserve, that they're guiding us to what we want. And we have the ability to make that distinction. We have the ability to choose the lens through which we're looking at our lives, namely our dating lives. And when you look at yourself in the current moment, without a soulmate, in whatever way you ended up here, maybe recently broken up with, maybe you went through another situationship, an almost relationship, whatever it is, you can look at yourself and you can still hate that word single, right? You can despise that word single. You could despise the fact that you are single. Or you can rebrand the word single. You can rebrand it. You can change the word from single to in between love. In between love. That's what I'm suggesting here. You're not just single. You're just in between love. And I think this is a much more redeeming way to look at yourself as you navigate the inevitable ups and downs of your dating life. You're not just single. You're just in between love. Because inherent in a phrase like that, in between, is hope, right? Is redemption, is learning, is purpose. It's in between two things. Something not so great and something incredibly great. Right? That's what the word means. In between means there is a person on the other side that you're destined to find and then be with. And everything else, all of the quote failed love, they're simply guiding you there. And I don't know about you, and of course, it's a super small distinction, but the words we use to describe ourselves are powerful. And I think the idea of just being in between love is so great. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy. It is what it is. Life's cheesy. Deal with it. But I think it's so redeeming. I think the word is redeeming because when you identify as just being in between something, logically, it means that there was a beginning, there's a middle, and there's a quote end where you get what you want, you get what you deserve. And to my point, finding the person that you want in life is a choice that you can make to say that you deserve them. You deserve to find them. And when you believe that and you say that you're just in between now and finding them, then you're free to be at peace. You're free to be calm. And that's great because when you're calm, you don't let the bullshit pressure get to you anymore. And I say that word a lot, pressure, because wouldn't you say that pressure is what makes you frustrated to be single in the first place? Wouldn't you say it's the pressure that makes you feel like you're missing out? It's the pressure that makes you feel like you're less? Like if we didn't have anything or anyone to compare ourselves to, yeah, we'd still be bummed when a relationship didn't work out, or we'd be frustrated when, you know, we were single but we didn't want to be. But we wouldn't judge ourselves so much. We wouldn't label ourselves so much. It'd just be, okay, I'm moving on. So this is the tea. This is the tea for this episode. You're not hopelessly single. You're not falling behind. You're not missing out. You're just in between. So hold that idea in your head because it's kind of like the fuel here to support my position. It's the fuel to support the opposite of what we've been socialized to assume. We've been socialized to assume certain things about being someone without a partner. We have. And of course, it's not our fault and that's okay, but we can break free of these assumptions that we've made about ourselves. Assumptions like you're unlovable because no one is loving you at the current moment. Assumptions like you're falling behind because you're the only remaining single friend. Assumptions like married people are inherently happier than single people. And of course, the most annoying, nagging question you might hear, like, how are you possibly still single? Right? Those are the things we hear, and then we make assumptions based on them, and usually at our expense. But the great news is, of course, that we can break through those by carrying this in-between idea in our heads, in our hearts, this idea that you're simply in between love. Like, for instance, first and foremost, this is one that I address all the time on the podcast, this assumption that you think that because no one is currently loving you, because you're struggling to find someone who will commit to loving you, that means that you're unlovable. I get that, of course, I very much do. But again, if you're simply in between love, that means, by definition, you're on your way to finding someone who loves you forever. So when that's your description of yourself in between, there's no way you're unlovable. You're just on your way towards that other side of that equation. You're not going to be single, alone, forever. You're just on your way because right now you're in between. Or like on the heels of that idea, this assumption that we make that you're lonely when you're single. You're a lonely person because you're single. You're lonely because you don't have a partner. And that's one I hear a lot. It's one I hear, I think, a lot about. Feeling lonely is so completely normal, of course. I've done many, many episodes on this idea, namely my episode where I compare being lonely to the idea of a highway. And in that analogy, the long stretches of open highway between exits, those are the times in your life where you feel lonely, which is okay. But the exits are where you find something great or someone great, and you get off there. And you're not lonely anymore. You know, you exit off the highway, and those times are where you feel less lonely. But in between, yeah, you're going to feel lonely. It is what it is. And it's the same when it comes to feeling lonely because you're single, specifically for that reason. Yes, you might very well feel that way, and that's very real, and that's okay. But if you're describing yourself and labeling yourself no longer as a sad single person, but rather just someone who's in between love, aka in between exits, you have some seriously redeeming and hopeful things to look forward to in your life, wouldn't you say? And realizing that might not make you literally feel any less lonely in the moment, but knowing that there is hope, knowing that it's not forever, knowing that you're just in between, well, I think that's a seriously uplifting thought to have in your head. So that's another one. And certainly, even as we think about this idea of missing out on something that everyone else has, sometimes we assume that a relationship fixes everything, that it fixes loneliness, that it fixes self-esteem, that it fixes all these things that we think we're lacking. But that's another one, right? A relationship isn't going to fix everything. When we're single, sometimes we do this thing where we condition ourselves to assume that people who are not single are happier. We think that married people, people who live with their partners, people who simply have partners are intrinsically happier than single people. And there's just no way that's true, right? Like, I can't make sweeping statements, of course, but let me tell you this, from my life and my experience and my observations, there is no truth to assuming that people with partners are happier than people without partners. No way. No way. Finding your person is amazing, but it comes, of course, with its own unique challenges. Problems, frustrations, everything. So to make an assumption like those people are happier than you, that's ridiculous. We need to not believe that. You know, your problems simply become relative to your context. Love, a soulmate, the right relationship is great. It's life-changing. It's hugely purposeful and rewarding, but it doesn't make everything immediately better. And you're not missing out when you don't have it. Your life isn't less when you have it. You're not going to suddenly become this happy person when you have it. So that's why I say, it's all good to be single. It's all good to be in between love. It's totally fine to not have found that person just yet. Because as like dry is the word, as dry as it sounds to say, a relationship is not going to fix all your problems. It's not. So remember that. You're not missing out in the way you think. You know, you might see all the pictures, the parties, the Instagram, Women Crush Wednesdays and Man Crush Mondays and all the posts and everything. And there's something so special about a bond like that. Yes, of course. But always remember, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. When you're observing what someone else has and judging yourself for not having it, remember that. Are they truly as happy as they seem? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But who actually knows? So you should never put their assumed happiness up against yours. You should never put what they have up against what you do not have. You should never assume that your lack means their status of having means that you're less, that you're falling behind, that you're missing out. Never. Because again, this idea, this rebranding, we're rebranding the word single. If you just rebrand yourself and you say that you're just in between love, that means you're on your way to having it. So you're not really missing out. No way. You're on your way there. That's another one. These assumptions we make. And the last assumption that I think is the realest that we all feel because we're human is the one that it's about timing, right? That we're getting older. How are you still single? Your friends all found their person. Your maybe your family's riding your ass, right? You're getting older. You're feeling like you're getting left behind. And that's a real one. Right? You start thinking things to yourself like, hey, I'm not getting any younger. I'm falling behind. I'm supposed to have a house, a white picket fence, trips to go apple picking by now, whatever. And like, I totally get thoughts like that. You know, who am I to say something like, hey, just relax. There's no right timing. Right. I think if you wanted something in your life and you haven't found it and you're getting older, yeah, it's totally okay to feel that way. I can't stop you. I can't rewire you. So I won't preach that everyone's timeline is different and we just need to relax. I mean, I will. I will. But I don't think that's particularly helpful. So instead of that, I'll just say that this idea, if you're in between love, that is, you've made the conscious decision to know that you'll find what you deserve eventually, that you choose a lens of being guided to what you want and what you deserve, then when that's the case, where is the pressure? Where is the falling behind? Is it your pressure or is it their pressure? Well, in your heart, because you know you're just in between love, when that's the case, it doesn't seem like that's your pressure. It's someone else's. You know you're on your way. You know it. So it has to be someone else's. It's pressure we've borrowed from other people. It's pressure we've borrowed from other people and placed on our own shoulders. So think about that. Like, check that. Challenge that. You're just in between love. You're on your way to something that you have affirmed will be yours. And again, that's a choice, right? So this whole argument here comes down to you sitting down and affirming to yourself, choosing to believe one of two things, that you're falling behind or that you're just in between love. And if you choose the latter, all of this is incredibly uplifting. And when you do, there's no right timing. There's no perfect age. There's no expectation. There's no pressure. There is just you and you. You and your expectation. You and the spiritual, purposeful, redeeming, like almost guarantee that you've given yourself that you're on your way. You're in between. And I don't know about you, but I think a thought like that offers a lot of peace. That's peace that directs your focus and attention away from those pressures that, again, are very real and very much exist, but away from them and to the fact that you're just in between love. In between love, because you've chosen to believe that any romantic experience you've had in your life to date, any encounter or connection you've had to date that ultimately didn't work out the way you wanted it to, it's simply guiding you to what's on the other side of being in between. That anyone you've crossed in your life, you met them for a reason, you knew them for a reason, they're preparing you for what you want and what is yours, for what's on the other side of being in between. So just something to think about here, just something to consider the next time you find yourself frustrated that you're alone, frustrated that you're falling behind, frustrated with this label of being single. Rebrand yourself. You're just in between. So I hope you turn to this label of being in between instead, and I hope it offers you the peace that you deserve. So I'll end it right there. Short episode. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Tell them to give it a listen. I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And also be sure to check out newmindsethoodist.com. Pick up a journal or two. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.